Today's daf is Yevamos Daf Chof Ches, and we are at the Mishnah about 10 lines from the bottom of Daf Chof Ches Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Schutz Refuah Shalema for Avadya ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, Devorah bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Elazar Lipa Shalom ben Feger Rachel, Sar Nechama bas Rus Malka, Baruch ben Rachel, Malka Miriam bas Esther, Shlomo ben Rachel Devorah, Shraga Feivel ben Rezel, and Esther Kreindel bas Devorah. Today's daf is also being learned Le'iloi Nishma Shlomo ben Yimbadol Chaim Toivim, Reb Chaim Toiv. So we're moving along in the epic dafin in Perek Arba Achin, where the primary topic of the first several dafin is what happens when two sisters fall liyibum from two different brothers to one Yavam. What's the halacha? So the Mishnah in the very beginning of the Perek, Daf Chavav said, Hare Elu Choltzois V'loi Mesiabnois. And the Gemara said, Tupshatim, either Yesh Zika, so that each Yavama, although she's a Yavama, she's also the sister of the other Yavama, and she's an Achay Zekuka, or Ein Zika, but at the same time, Asa Levatal Mitzvah Sivamin. In today's daf, we're going to learn two additional Mishnayas that are going to discuss the same general theme, and that is when sisters fall liyibum. Zok the Hilge Mishnah, Shloisha Achin, three brothers, Shnayim Mehem Nesum Shtei Achoyes. Two of the brothers were married to two sisters, or Isho Bita, or the two brothers, one was married to a mother, and the other one was married to the daughter, Oisha Ubaspita. One was married to the mother, and the other brother was married to the granddaughter, Oisha Ubaspina. Or one was married to the mother, and the other one was married to the granddaughter, but not her daughter's daughter, but rather her son's daughter. Either way, if these two brothers die, and the two Yevamois now fall Yibum to the third brother, says the Mishnah, Harielu Choltzois V'loi Mesiabmois. This Yavam is not going to be able to do Yibum. Rather, he's going to have to do Chalitza. And if you unpack this first part of the Mishnah, really the Mishnah is saying what we already know. The Mishnah is saying what we know from the first Mishnah in the Perek. Essentially, what the Mishnah is saying is that in the event that there are two Yevamos that fall Yibum, that are sisters, or not necessarily sisters, but they are related to each other in the sense that the Yavam would not be able to be Miyabim both of them, because he would violate an Isser Erva. So then the halach is he can't do Yibum to any one of them. He has to do Chalitza, he can't do Yibum. What's the reason? The same reason that the Mishnah in the beginning of the Perek said that when you have four brothers, two of them are married to sisters, and the two sisters fall Yibum to the two surviving brothers, Hare'elu Chalitza V'lo Mesiyavis. Either Laman Dama Yesh Zika because of you're being Pegeya in the Erva of your Zekuka, or Laman Dama Ein Zika, it's because Asalavatam Mitzvah Yibum. So again, what's the difference between the first part of this Mishnah and the Mishnah on Daf Chavav? It's kedai to just focus on all the nuances. Number one, the Mishnah on Chavav Amid Aleph, the first Mishnah in the Perek, was talking about four brothers, hence the name of the Perek, Arba Achin. Here we're talking about Shloisha Achin, but as we've mentioned many times, it's the same difference. That really, the halacha and the core of the halacha of Arba Achin is equally true for three brothers as it is for four brothers and even for five brothers. That's number one. And number two, whereas the Mishnah of Arba Achin is talking about where two sisters fell Yibum, over here the Mishnah just expanded the cases. Lav Dafka, the two Yavamas had to be sisters. But if it would be Isha Ubita, Isha Ubaspita, Isha Ubaspina, the halacha would be the same. Bottom line is that the halacha of the first part of this Mishnah is identical to the halacha of the Mishnah and the Afchavav Amiral. Stating that, now the Mishnah adds another big chiddush, and that is for Reb Shimon Poiter. Reb Shimon says that in this case, if you would have two sisters, or Isha Bita, Isha Bas Bita, Isha Bas Bina, that would fall Yibum to one Yavam, the halacha is, the Yavam would not have to do Chalitza. But both of these Yavamos would be potter both from Yibum and from Chalitza. Obviously, this is a very big chiddush. It requires a Makar. The first Gemara is going to tell us what the Makar Tashitas Reb Shimon is. What happens if one of these two Yavamos that fall Yibum was an Erva to the Yavam, the other one was not an erva to the Yavam. So, for example, two sisters fell Yibum, one sister is an erva. An Ishna Ubita fell Yibum, Either the Isha or the Bita is an Erva. Isha Bas Bita, Isha Bas Bina, one of them is an Erva. So then the halacha is Asirba. Obviously the Yavam is not allowed to do Yibam to the Erva. However, Mutabachaisa, he will be able to do Yibam with the sister. Why? Because Laman Damar, that the reason you have to do Chalitza in such a case is because of Achoy Zekuka. Over here, there's no Achoy Zekuka because the Erva doesn't fully Yibam. Laman Damar, Mishum Asa Levatu Mitzvahs Yavam. And there's no Asa Levatu Mitzvahs Yavam over here because only one of the two Yavam is actually falling Yibam. Isser mitzvah, isser kedusha. What would be if one of these two yavamos is an isser mitzvah, which is a shnius la'rayas, or she's an isser kedusha, she's a chayvi lavin, chayvi lavin, the essence. So then the halacha is that even though in both of those cases, we know the yavam has to do chalitza, he can't do yibam, but at the same time, the yavama does fall the yibam. So really, both of the yavamas are falling the yibam. If both of the yavamas are falling the yibam, that halacha is going to be chaltzois. The loy missed Yavmai. So really, again, if you go through the Mishnah slowly, the Mishnah is not really saying too many chidushim versus what we already knew on from Daf Chav Amud Aleph. The one major chidush is Shitas Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon is the big chiddush. Because the Mishnah mentioned that if two sisters were fully Yibum, or Lav Dafka two sisters, Isha Bita, Isha Bas Bita, Isha Bas Mena, according to Reb Shimon, you wouldn't even have to do Chalitza. According to the Rabbanim, you have to do Chalitza. Either because of Yesh Zika, or because of Atzal Levatam Mitzvah Yivamin. Reb Shimon is saying the chiddush, Reb Shimon is saying that it's no mitzvahs Yibum at all, they don't fall the Yibum at all. Now, just because the Tana of the Mishnah wanted to tell me, Shittas Reb Shimon, did we have to chazer over everything that was mentioned in the Mishnah? At first glance, you would think no, and the Gemara is in fact going to explain why it is that the Mishnah chazered all these different cases that we would seemingly already have known from the Mishnah in the beginning of the parak. Says the Gemara Tanya. So again, the big chiddush of the Mishnah was Shitas Reb Shimon. So the Gemara brings up Braisa, where Reb Shimon himself elaborated on this shita. Reb Shimon poyta b'shteya min achalitza m'rei, but Reb Shimon says that if two women fall yibum, where the halacha is that the yavam cannot be miyabim, both of them, either because they're two sisters, isho bita, etc. So the halacha is there's no yibum and there's no chalitza with any one of them. What's the reason for this? Because it says in the Torah, v'isha el achoysa lo yisikach litzor, and we learn from here, b'shoshen nasu tzore zu lezu, lo yehe locha lekuchen afilu ba'achas mim. If two sisters are tzore zu lezu, so the halacha is there's no mitzvah to marry any one of them. How would it be possible for two sisters to be tzara zulazu? Tzara, by definition, means that you're married to both of them. You can't be married to two sisters. The only mitzias of how you could have two sisters that would be tzara zulazu is if two sisters are tzara's bezika. They both fell yibum. And what does it say? So thus, we have a pasuk that tells me that there's no yibum. The kol she'ena oilu yibum. Ain't no ibum chalitza with very few exceptions. So therefore, according to Reb Shimon, the halachis is going to be no yibum, and according to Reb Shimon, there's going to be no chalitza. And just to be clear, even though the pasuk that Reb Shimon brings to teach me his halach is from Achis Isha, it's two sisters. When that tzara is zulazu, lo yehelo chalakuchen, afilu ba'achas mehen, but it's clear from the Mishnah that two sisters is lav dafka. But any time there are two women, that the yavam can't be miyavim, both of them, that fully yibum together, that tzara zulazu, lo yehelo chalukuchin, afilu ba'achas mehem. So whether it's two sisters, or whether it's an isha bita, isha bas bita, isha bas bina, that's always what the halacha is going to be. The Mishnah said, hoysa achas mehen v'chula. Mishnah said, what happens if one of these two sisters, or the isha bita, or the isha bas bita, isha bas bina, was an erva? So then the halacha is, he could be miyabim, the other one. Why? Pashit, because over here only one of them is falling the yibum. If only one of them is falling the yibum, so there's no yej zika and there's no asa levatul mitzvah ziyom. Feitim ha'asulam ali hainuach. We know this from the Mishnah daf chavav and aleph. Why would the Mishnah over here have to repeat it? So the Gemara says a geshmak eteretz. The Gemara says the Reb Shimon istrich. You want to know why the Mishnah repeated it? Not to teach me the sheet of the chachamim. That we know from the first Mishnah in the parak. We've gone through that enough times. You want to know why this Mishnah needed to mention it? Because the Mishnah wanted to tell me that this halach is going to be true even according to Reb Shimon. Meaning, even according to Reb Shimon, if one of the sisters, let's just pick that case, would be an erva to the yavam, so then the halacha would be you could be miyabim the other sister. Now the Gemara says, why is it a chiddush according to Reb Shimon? Even Reb Shimon, what's his shita? That if two sisters are tzara zula zul bezika, so then you don't do yibam, you don't do chalitza. Okay, over here one of them is an erva. So if one of them is an erva, one of them is not falling the Yibum. So they're not Sarah's Bezika. If they're not Sarah's Bezika, it should be Pashit. Even according to Reb Shimon, you could do Yibum with the other one. The Gemara says, true. On a Deraisa level, it's Pashit according to Reb Shimon that you could do Yibum with the other one. But on a Rabbanon level, it's not so Pashit. I would have thought, being the Reb Shimon owns that when two sisters fall Yibum, you can't do Yibum. And there's no Chalitza. So I would have thought, Ligzamishim Beis Achayis Da'amo. So I would think that even if one of the two sisters is an Erva, still you shouldn't do Yibum with even the other sister. Why? Because of Gzeira Atu. What would be the case if one of them is not an Erva? Kamashmon, that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, that even according to Rav Shimon, this is going to be the Halacha. And Rashi, the bottom Rashi on the Yomid, explains it very gishmak. Three lines of Hezbir and Rashi. Rashi says that it's a bigger Chiddush to say that when one of the sisters is an Erva, you could be miyabim the other sister, according to Reb Shimon, than it is according to the Chachamim. And the reason is, because according to the Chachamim, when two sisters fall Yibam, you can't do Yibam. Why? It's an Issa Derabbanan. Either because of Yesh Zika, or because of Asal Levatam Mitzvah Yibamim. Oh, but the Issa is an Issa Derabbanan. Midai Reis Navadi, you could do Yibam. According to Reb Shimon, when two sisters fall Yibam, you can't do Yibam Midai Reis. It's learned that from a Pasik. B'shosh enasu tzore zulazu, lo yehe lecha lekuchen, afilu ba'achas meyam. Which means that according to Reb Shimon, if you would be miyabin, you would violate the Issa Reish Esach Shaloi B'maka Mitzvah. You'd be chayef koris. If you had a child, the child would be a mamzer. So it's way more chomer, this halacha, according to Reb Shimon, than it is according to the Chachamim. So that's why the Mishnah felt that it had to say that being that two achayos to fully yibum, ordinarily according to Reb Shimon, if you would do yibum, it would be eishes achshalay b'makom mitzvah. So I would have thought that even when one of the sisters is an erva, the halacha should be the same. Make a gzera atu, what would be if one of the sisters is not an erva? Now you'll tell me, I know that already from the Mishnah Chavav. I know it according to the Chachamim. There was no mention of shitas Reb Shimon in the Mishnah Naf Chavav. So it's true in Reb Shimon in the Chachamim who hold out the whole iser of shtei achayos to do yibums and iser. So good, we weren't geyser in a case where you could be miyabim one of the two sisters. But according to Reb Shimon, we're being miyabim one of two sisters that fully yibums and this is the iraisa. So over there you could have had a havamina, maybe we should make a gzera. That's the kamash malon, very gishmak, zok the gemara. The reason we repeated this halacha again for the umpteenth time is because now we're teaching me a chiddush in Reb Shimon. That's the chiddush over here. The chiddush is that even according to Reb Shimon, it's going to be mutter when one of the two sisters is an erva. And the reason is because at the end of the day, only one sister is falling yibum. If only one sister is falling yibum, the sisters are not sorry zulazu. If they're not sorry zulazu, this not going to be an issue. Finally, the Mishnah said, "Iser mitzvah, oy iser kedusha." Let's blame Mr. Bemis. What would be if two sisters fell even, where one of them was a shnias lairayas, or one of them was a chavilav and chavilav in the essen? So then we say that both of them really did fall even, and the halach is chaltzos v'loy misyabmai. So the halach is going to be, you do chalitza, but at the same time, you cannot do Yibam. Meaning, if one of them is an Erva, so then you could be Miyabim, the other sister. But if the one is not an Erva, the other one was an Isser Mitzvah, Isser Kedusha, so then we say they both fell. If they both fell, you have to do Chalitza. Freit the Gemara, Geshmak the Kasha. For Amr Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon says, Shtei Achoyos, Loi Chaltzis, V'loi Misyabmois. It's mashma that this last line is true even according to Reb Shimon. Why is a mashma that way? Number one, Reb Shimon was mentioned in the Mishnah, it doesn't say that Reb Shimon doesn't agree with this halacha. V'oid, in the Cheshbon of the Gemara, the only reason we would have mentioned it in the Mishnah is probably to teach me that it's true even according to Reb Shimon. Because to tell me that according to the Chachamim, Issa Mitzvah, Issa Kedusha, Issa Chaylatzis, V'loy Mesiyav Emes, I know that already. I know from Daf Chav, I know from Daf Chavav. It's something that the Gemara talked about in Lent and yesterday's Daf. So I know this already. So probably the reason the Mishnah is even telling it to me in the first place is for Shitas Reb Shimon. So basically what you're telling me is that if two sisters fall Yibam, one's an Issa Mitzvah, Issa Kedusha, the other one is not. So the halach is, you have to do Chalitza. The Chayr coin Reb Shimon, why do you have to do chalitza? L'chayr, according to Reb Shimon, you shouldn't have to do chalitza. Because being that both of them are falling liyibum, that's why you have to do chalitza according to the Chachamim. That according to Reb Shimon, you have two sisters that are nasnois tzorei zulezu, lo yehele chalukuchen afilu ba'achas mehem. There should be no Yibam, there should be no Chalitza either. So why is there Chalitza according to Reb Shimon? That's the Gemara's Kasha. And the Gemara answers, Gzeri Mishum Isser Mitzvah Da'alma. It's only Midrabanan that you have to do Chalitza. And the reason the Chachamim wanted you to do Chalitza was, because you know what it looks like according to Reb Shimon? It looks a little bit like maybe the reason you're not doing Chalitza, assuming you would follow the Ikur Din and not do Chalitza, is because it's an Isser Mitzvah. And people might think that Shnias La'rayas is apart from Chalitza. And that's not true. That's a terrible, terrible mistake. So because people might think that Isser Mitzvah doesn't have Chalitza because it's an Isser Mitzvah, so Chazal said, oh, if an Isser Mitzvah falls, now you're going to go and you're going to do Chalitza. It's a little ironic. If two sisters fall a Yibum, and there's no issue whatsoever to the Yavam, no Yibum, no Chalitza. But being that one of them is a Shnius Larayas, let's just pick Isser Mitzvah, so really she does have a problem. And if you're going to let her off the hook without any Chalitza, people might think it's because of the Isser Mitzvah. So counterintuitively, we're being more machmer, right? Usually, the more psal a woman has in Yevamis, the more removed she is from the dinim of Yibam and Chalitza. But over here, Davka, the Isser Mitzvah, is going to need Chalitza, because otherwise you would have made a mistake and you would have thought that Isser Mitzvah never needs Chalitza. Now, a regular Yevama, you would know, of course, she doesn't never need Chalitza. So if two sisters fall a Yibam, you'll understand that the reason there's no Chalitza now, according to Reb Shimon, is because the Nas is Sara Zulazu. And that's Reb Shimon's Chiddush, that in such a case, there's no Yibam Chalitza. But by an Isser Mitzvah, you can make a mistake, you can think it's because of the Isser Mitzvah. So therefore, Chazal had to be Machmer, and they said you have to have Chalitza. But the Gemara says, Hotei Nachi, that explains why the Isser Mitzvah or the Isser Kedusha would require Chalitza. About Chayisim Ayikulam, why does the sister have to have Chalitza? So the Gemara says, Gzeira Chayisim Ishum Lesedida. The reason we said that the sister needs to have Chalitza is because once the Isser Mitzvah gets Chalitza, we want her to have Chalitza as well. Why? So just explain it a little bit, because if you're not going to do Chalitza to the sister, you may also not do Chalitza to the Isser Mitzvah. And if you don't do Chalitza to the Isser Mitzvah, a Churban can come to the world, because people will think Isser Mitzvah never needs Chalitza. So therefore, to enforce this Gzeira, we said the Isser Mitzvah needs Chalitza, and her sister also needs Chalitza. So the Gemara says, so basically what you're telling me is that you have a Svara, why, according to Reb Shimon, when two sisters fall a Yibam, one's an Isser Mitzvah, even though ordinarily, that Nas is Sara Zulazu, and Lo Yehei L'chol L'kuchen Afilu Ba'achas Me'am, it should be Eshesach Shloi B'mok Mitzvah, you shouldn't Yibam B'chalitza, but if one of them is an Isser Mitzvah, no, there you're going to have Chalitza. Okay, but what about the sister? Because the sister also the Isser Mitzvah. Gemara says, that's something that we usually do. V'gabi Erva. What about Erva? When two sisters fall a Yibam, and one of them is an erva, so the halach is the erva, there's no yibam, no chalitza, the sister has to have either yibam or chalitza. Why do you make a gzera? Why don't you say, don't be miyabim the sister, and if a gzera, you may be miyabim the erva. If you're worried about the sister following one halacha and the other sister the other halacha, so every erva should be the same way. So the Gemara says, no, shani erva, the big magmirila, inchi the kalis. So everyone knows the difference between a woman that's an erva and a woman that's not an erva. Once you get involved in Isser Mitzvah, Isser Kedusha, so that's where the amaratza sets in a little bit. Not everyone knows this. This is where there could be confusion, and over here it's Chazal, where Chazal were worried. Either way, next Mishnah, again, same topic, we're talking about where sisters fall liyibum. Zok the Mishnah. Shloisha achim, there were three brothers. Shnayim nesuim shtei achayis. Two of the brothers were married to sisters. Ve'echad mufna. And the other one wasn't married to anybody. Or he was married to a woman that wasn't a sister. What happens if one of the brothers that were married to the sister died? And the one that wasn't married did maimer to that sister, and then the other brother died. So that two sisters are falling liyibum to one yavam, but they didn't fall bevas achas. First one fell, then the yavam did maimer, and then the other one fell. So again, let's get the case clear. The tzadashava between this Mishnah and the previous Mishnah and the first Mishnah in the parak is sisters are falling liyibum. The first Mishnah was talking about arba achim, but like we spoke out, arba's lav dafka could be three also, and that's why the Mishnah chav chesam and beis is talking about three brothers, and the Mishnah chav tesam and aleph is talking about three brothers. It was the rav chad milso, like the Gemara said in the beginning of the parak, that the first Mishnah was talking about four brothers. Okay, so two sisters are going to fall liyibum to one brother, but we talked about that already twice. We don't have that much Mishnayis really to mention on that note. A lot of Gemara, and a lot of Rishonim, and a lot of Lamdas and Super Lamdas, but as far as the basic halacha, the Kitzah Shulchan Aruch, we know that already. So what's this Mishnah being Moisev? This Mishnah is being Moisev with two sisters fell a Yibum. But after the first sister fell a Yibum, the one Yavam, there's only three brothers, the one Yavam did Maimer, and then the other sister fell a Yibum. So the second sister fell a Yibum after the first sister had received Maimer from the Yavam. So what do you do now? So the Mishnah was machloikis between Beishamai and Beisil. Beishamai says, Ishtoi Imai, the sister that the Yavam did Maimer to, he stays married to, the Halozu, and the second sister that's falling, the Yibam Teitze Mishum Achais Isha. She has a din of a regular Achais Isha, no Yibam, no Chalitza. Beisil says, no. The Maimer is nice, but doesn't make the Yavama your wife. Thus, it doesn't make the second sister that falls, the Yibam Menachos Isha, so what's the halacha? Moitzias Ishtay Beget, if Ubechalitza, you're going to have to divorce the woman that you did Maimer to. How are you going to divorce her? You're going to have to give her a get, because once you do Maimer, at that point, you cannot divorce her without giving her a get. But also, being that Maimer is only like a quasi-Yibam, you're also going to have to address the Zika. The Zika never went away with the Maimer. So you're going to have to do Chalitza, the Eish HaSachar B'Chalitza, and then the Achis Isha is going to require Chalitza. And Zui Sha'amru, this is what Chazal meant when they said, Oyloi Al-Ishtay, Oyloi Al-Eish HaSavim. Achiv, this is a situation where technically there's two women here that this man can marry, and ultimately he's not going to be able to marry any of them. Oyloi Al-Ishtay, he's going to have to divorce his wife. That's the woman he did Maimer to. And he's going to have to do chalitza to the achos isha. So according to Beis Shammai, once the Yavam did maimer to the first sister, when the second sister falls liyibam, she doesn't even fall liyibam. We look at her as a regular achos isha. Achos isha, there's no yibam, there's no chalitza. That's the way Beis Shammai sees the situation. So according to Beis Shammai, you can stay married to the woman that you did maimer to, that sister. The second sister is a regular achos isha. Just like an achos isha that falls liyibam, there'd be no yibam chalitza. That's the first mishnah in the parak. That is the makar to the halacha of erev and tzara serva, tzara tzara serva, at soifa oilam. So too in this case, once he did maimer, that second sister is an achos isha. According to Beis Hillel, she's not an achos isha. So according to Beis Hillel, all you did was maimer. So meaning that all you did was maimer, it's like there's two sisters that fell Yibam. What are you doing? There's two sisters that fall Yibam. We know that. We're learning our Bachim. We know exactly what you do. You do Chalitza. Now, there's just one Knech over here. The Knech is that being that he didn't Maimer, he can't simply give that woman Chalitza. At this point, he would have to give her again. So really, if you think about it, what it seems like is the Machloik between Bisham and Bisil is, what's Maimer? Right, everyone knows that when two sisters fall the Yibam, you do Chalitza, not Yibam. Everybody knows that if an Achis Isha falls the Yibam, there's no Yibam and there's no Chalitza. So what is Beis Shammai Bissel arguing about? Obviously, they're arguing Vos Tut Maimer. Does Maimer make that first Yavama the Yavam's wife, so now the second Yavam is a regular Achis Isha? Or no, Maimer doesn't have the ability to do that. And even after you do Maimer, there's still going to be a little bit of Zika left over. And there's going to be a little bit of Zika left over. So it comes out when the second sister falls, now there's two sisters to whom you have Zika, and the halach is, you have to do chalitza na'ibam. So it's clear that what's happening here is, Bisham and Bisul are debating the scope of Maimer. We've seen a little bit about Maimer up until this point, and really, the Iker source for the sugya Maimer is this Gemara that we're about to learn right now. But either way, before the Gemara jumps into Maimer, the Gemara makes one dig. So what did Bisul say? Bisul says in this case, when you did Maimer to the first sister, and then another sister falls, so you end up with a situation of chalitzis v'loy mesiabnois. So you have to give a get and do chalitza to the balas maimer, and then you would have to do chalitza to the second woman. And this is what Chazal meant when they said zuhi sha'amru oyloy alishtoy for oyloy alishnes achiv. So the Gemara says zuhi lamute mai. Zuhi is always exclusionary. It sounds like it's coming to my mind. It's something. So what's coming to my mind? It sounds like there was another situation, another case of yibum where you could have argued that this is also a situation of oyloy alishtoy for oyloy alishnes achiv. But it's not zuhi. This is the case as opposed to that case. What's that? So the Gemara says, "Lamute hachter Rabbi Shua." The Lev didn't cover say Rabbi Shua. Shita, we don't pass like Rabbi Shua. Ella, ik Rabbi Gamliel. Either we pass like Rabbi Gamliel, ik Rabbi Eliezer, or we pass like Rabbi Eliezer. So Rashi says that this machloikis between Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer, is the Kamon and Perek Beishamai. So in theory, we could wait until the Kamon and Perek Beishamai. But just to mention, super high level, what that machloikis was. The case was where Reuven and Shimon were both married to sisters. But one of the sisters was a Gedoyla, and the other sister was a Ketana. Reuven was married to the Gedoyla, Midai Raisa. Shimon was married to the Ketana, only Midai Rabbana. Then Reuven died, he left over no children. So now, Reuven's wife, who's Shimon's wife's sister, falls Liyibam. Now, ordinarily, an Achis Isha is potter from Yibam B'chalitza. But this is not a regular Achis Isha. It's because it's only an Achis Isha Midai Rabbana, because Shimon's only married his wife, Midai Rabbana. Thus, Reuven's wife is only his wife's sister, Midai Rabbana. So, being that it's only Midai Rabbana, so it's not your typical Achis Isha. So the Shaila is what to do. So Rabbi Shua says a Chiddush. Rabbi Shua says this man is stuck. He has to divorce his wife, and he can't do Yibam. He can't do Yibam because she's an Achis Isha Midai Rabbanan. He also can't stay married to his wife because being that there's a Zika and being that Yesh Zika, that's Shittas Rabbi Yeshua, so it comes out that this man's own wife is an Achis Zikuka. It's his wife. How could he not have a Zikuka? No, because it's only his wife Midai Rabbanan. Because it's only a Ketush Ektana. So al zeh nema, oylei al ishtoy, oylei al eishes achim. Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer both argue, and that's what the Gemara says. Our Mishnah is lafuke Midai Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua had a case of oylei al ishtoy, oylei al eishes achim. Lekamon and Perek Beishamai. Arsnok the Mishnah. That's not Aliba de Hilchasa. You want to know the halachic example of Oyle al Ishtayim, it's our Mishnah right here. But the bottom line is, going back to the Chaymer of the Mishnah, and that is Machloikis Beshayim Bissel, how exactly you treat Maimer. It certainly sounds like from the Mishnah, and this is the setup, that Beshayim holds that Maimer is Mamish Yibum. Right? What does Beshayim say? Beshayim says a sister fell Yibum, the Yavam did Maimer. He didn't do Yibum. He didn't do Bia. He wasn't Mekayim Yavam or Yavayaleh. He gave her money, gave her a shtar. He did a Maisa Kedushin. What happens when the next Yavama falls? She's an Achis Isha. There's no Zika anymore. You can stay married to the woman you did Maimer to, and the woman that's falling, Liyibam, there's no Mitzvah Yibam, there's no Mitzvah Chalitza. Right? It certainly sounds that way. I'm Rebbe Lazar. So Rebbe Lazar preemptively took a shot right in the beginning of the sugya. And he says, Loi Tema, don't make that mistake. Don't think Maimer the Bishame, Koine Kinyan Gomer. That according to Bishame, Maimer is Mamish a Kinyan Gomer. It's like Yibam. Meaning that if after the Yavam does Maimer, if he wants to divorce the Yavam, all he has to do is give her a get, like a regular husband would do if he wanted to divorce his wife. No, Chas Mashalom. Elo Maimer the Bishame, Eine Koine, Elo Litchais Bitzar Avavat. Avad the Bishame holds Maimer is not the real thing. And as a result, if all you did was Maimer, then you want to divorce the Yavama, you'd still have to do Chalitza, because there's still Zika. Aye, Beis Shammai says, once you do Maimer, if the sister falls, she's an Achis Isha, al zeh nemar Maimer koin. It's true. And Chanami, it is what Beis Shammai said. But that's the extent and that's the limitation of Beis Shammai's Maimer. Maimer holds, Beis Shammai holds, that Maimer is koin a litchais bitzar b'vat. That is exactly what Maimer is able to do. I'm Rabbi Abin. Rabbi Abin said, I'll bring you a raya to what Rabbi Lazar says. Again, who said this? Rabbi Lazar said this. So Rabbi Abin said, Ichab a raya to Rabbi Lazar. From where? From the Mishnah in the beginning of the parak. Beis Shammai oimer mikayim. The Mishnah discussed again. Four brothers, two were married to sisters, two brothers that were married to sisters died, so that the two sisters now fell to Yibam. So what's the halacha? Arelu chaltzis v'loim misyabes. What happens if the brothers went ahead and did Yibam anyways? Beis Shammai yomer mikaymu. Beis Shammai says that b'di'eved, they're allowed to stay married. Now what does it sound like? Yikaymu l'kat chiluloi. It sounds like according to Beis Shammai, b'di'eved, you can stay married, which Beis Hillel argues with. But even Beis Shammai, only b'di'eved he allows you to stay married. But l'chat chiva, no way. Now says Rav Avin, if Beis Shammai holds, which he certainly sounds like he holds, in our Mishachov Tesam and Alf, that Maimer is kind of Kinyan Gomor, say Yasa Maimer V'yikna, say Yasa Maimer V'yikna. I don't understand the issue of Arbachin. Two sisters fully Yibam to two brothers, what's the problem? Let one brother do Maimer, let the other brother do Maimer, and then they'll be done. They'll be fine. Now, what are you going to tell me? How could you do Maimer with an Achay Zekuka Zakrashi? There's no Isser to do Maimer with an Achay Zekuka. There's an Isser Bia with an Achay Zekuka. But don't do Bia. Do Maimer. And if you do Maimer, so that will knock out the Zika, that will knock out the Zika. And like this, everybody will be able to then be Mekayim in the midst of Yibum. So why can you do Maimer? So said Rabbi Abin, oh, this is a raya that even Beis Shammai doesn't know the Maimer's Mamish Kain the Kinyagam. But the Gemara says, Rabbi Abin, I had to even read this. Elamai Toichet Chia Gemura. So Rabbi Abin can tell me, okay, so Maimer is not Kain the Kinyagam. Say it. Okay, but it's doicha tchia gemura, right? It's zikr works to the extent that if someone did maimer to a sister and then her sister falls the yibum, so the halach is you'd be potter from yibum v'chalitz on the other sister, meaning maimer for sure knocks out zika. If maimer at the very least knocks out zika, that is for sure Beis Shammai shita, so then how do you understand the Mishnah Chavav anyways? Zei yasa maimer v'yitcha v'zei yasa maimer v'yitcha. Meaning, what difference does it make in the Mishnah Chavav and Aleph whether it's Zeh Yaseh Maimer V'yikne or Zeh Yaseh Maimer V'yitche? What difference does it make if Maimer's Koine Kinyan Gomer or Maimer's only Doiche Dchia Gemura? At the end of the day, if Beis Shammai Shita is that Maimer knocks out Zika, so then it's a good kasher, Reb Abin. Why then does Beis Shammai on Chavav Amid Aleph go along with the issue of Arba Achin? Why don't they just say, do Maimer, and everything is going to be fine? How are you explaining it by telling me, oh, must be Rabbi Loss is right, that Maimer is not kind of Kinyan Gomer? Even if he's right, but it's Doicha Tchia Gemura, if it's Doicha Tchia Gemura, Hadja Kushal Adukhte, why shouldn't you do Maimer? Ela Maimer, Maimer, you have to say the Mishnah is not a Raya. Mishnah is no Shaychus to this discussion. You know why? Because Maimer that Teira Dachi, the Yisura Loi Dachi. You have to say that in the Mishnah, on Chavav and Aleph, over there we're dealing with a Maimer the Yisura. What does Maimer the Yisura mean? Maimer where you didn't have the option to do Yibam. So if there's a Maimer where you couldn't do Yibum, that Maimer is a Shvacha Maimer. And therefore, that Maimer is not going to work. So then I can tell you, La'olam, that really Beshami holds Maimer's Kohen to Kinyan Gomer. Ah, you're going to ask me a Kasha, Maimer's Kohen to Kinyan Gomer. Why couldn't you do a Kinyan Gomer in the Mishnah? Because Maimer that Tere Kani, this is like Kani. The bottom line is that Rabbi Loza said a Chiddush that Maimer the Beshami is not Kohen to Kinyan Gomer, it's only Doicha Dechia Gemura. Rabbi Abin had a Havamina to bring a Raya from the Mishnah, and after further review, the Gemara says no Raya from the Mishnah, because the Mishnah would be equally as Shver if you hold Maimer's Kohen Kinyan Gomer, or if you hold Maimer's Doichet Chia Gemura, and the Teretz would have to be the same. The Teretz would be, there's a difference between a Maimer De Atera and a Maimer De Yisnura. But the bottom line is that is Rabbi Loza Shita. Rabbi Loza said that even though from the Mishnah it sounds a lot like Beshami holds that Maimer's Kohen Kinyan Gomer, La'olam he holds it's not Kohen Kinyan Gomer, all it does is it's Doichet Chia Gemura. Rav Ashi, Masni Hachi. Rav Ashi had a different version of Rabbi Loza's halacha. He said, don't think that Beshami in our Mishnah holds that Maimer is doichet chia gemura and that the tzara doesn't even need chalitza. Who's the tzara? There's no real tzara here. But the second sister that falls liyibum shouldn't even need chalitza. Rather, what Beshami meant in the Mishnah, when Beshami said that if the Yavam does Maimer with the first sister, then when the second sister falls, it's fine. Not that you don't have to do Chalitza with the second sister, because she's really not an Achisisha. She's not an Achisisha because Maimer is not Koine Kinyan Gomer. And not only is it not Koine Kinyan Gomer, it's not even Doichet Chia Gemura. It doesn't make the first Yavama into his wife enough to make the sister now a regular achisisha. All it does is it's doichel meshayer, which Rashi says means it allows the yavam to complete the yibum. Once he did maimer, now he has a right to do yibum, and it says that he's not violating any iser achis zekuka by doing yibum, despite the fact that there's another Yavama who's her sister that just fell yibum. Meaning, all maimer the Beis Shammai does is it allows the Yavam to complete the Maimer into a Yibum, but not to the point that it's Doicha the Achis Isha, that he shouldn't even have to do Chalitza with the Achis Isha. Rabbi Abin said, Afananami Tanina, I bring you Raya from our Mishnah, the same Raya, Bishami says, Ikaimu, that if two sisters fall to Yibum, Sabati Eved, if you were Kadmu Vakansu, if you did Yibum, it's okay. Yikaimu Lakatrila, it sounds like it's only a Bati Eved, but there is no Lakatrila, it's Bizo, Bishami Doichat Chia Gemura. But if you're going to tell me that Bishami holds the Maimer's Doichat Chia Gemura, Zayasa Maimer Vietra, Zayasa Maimer Vietra, so why don't you go ahead and do Maimer? Right, exactly. The Gemara's Kasha that I asked a few lines ago. Elamai, what do you have to say? That not only is Maimer not Koine Kinyan Gomer, it's also not Doichet Chia Gemura. At the end of the day, you're still going to be left with the Zika of the second Yavama, and as a result, you're going to have to do Chalitza, and that's the Chilik, by the way. The Gemara doesn't speak to that else, but that's the Chilik between the Mishnah of Chavav and the Mishnah by us, because by us, what happened was the person did Maimer before the second sister fell Yibum. So being that the person did Maimer before the second sister did fell Yibum, so therefore the second sister doesn't shter the Maimer, then the Maimer is Doicha Meshayer. But in the Mishnah of Chavav, where the two sisters fell Yibum at the same time, or the person didn't do Maimer to any one of the sisters, and now all of a sudden there's two sisters that fell Yibum, so now it's not an Eitz anymore to go ahead and do Maimer, because being that Maimer is not really Koine Kinyan Gomer, it's not even Doichet Chia Gemura, all it is Doichet Meshayer, so once the two Yivamas fell Yibum, at that point it's not going to be an Eitz anymore. But according to this Lishna, Rav Ashi said that according to Rabbi Lazar, even according to Beis Shammai, Maimer's only Doicha Umeshayer. But Avada, the Yavam would have to do Chalitza with the second sister. But the Gemara says it can't be. Just read the Mishnah. That says Mefurish in the Mishnah not that way. It says Mefurish in the Mishnah that you can stay married to the Balas Maimer, and the other one is Teitzei Mishom Achesisha. What does it mean Teitzei Mishom Achesisha? Right? If we've learned anything in Yavamis, we know what that means. No Yibum, no Chalitza. So how could you tell me Doichom Mishayu need Chalitza? Beis Shammai said Teitzei Mishom Achesisha, says the Gemara. Ella, so what's Pshat then in the Mishnah Daf Chavav, Chazara? Then why in the Mishnah Daf Chavav does Beis Shammai say only b'diyeved kadmu v'kansu yikaimu l'chayu l'chadchila, you should be able to do maimer, right? Either it's koine kinyu gamur or it's doiche d'chia gamur, so shouldn't you be able to do maimer? So the Gemara is going to say exactly what it said on top of the yomid, but for some reason Tosfos is bothered by this, the Rishonim are bothered, it's in a different language. Yevama d'chazi l'kulu chazi l'mikzasa, yevama d'chazi l'kulu chazi l'mikzasa, taich. Yevama d'chazi l'kulu, yevama where you could do yibum chazi l'mikzasa, there the maimer is going to work. Yevama d'chazi l'kulu, yevama where you couldn't do yibum chazi l'mikzasa, it's not even going to work in the maimer. In other words, it's what the Gemara referred to earlier as a maimer de hetera versus a maimer de yisura. Maimer de hetera works. Maimer de yisura doesn't work. So just to recap, we had three tzadim in what pshatim de shamai's maimer is. Right? You see, Beis Shammai has a different maimer de Beis Hillel. How do you see that? Because Beis Shammai says that if two sisters would fall a yibum, but before the second sister fell a yibum, right? Everything up until now is two sisters fall a yibum. But before the second sister fall a yibum, what's unique about this tzir is the brother did maimer with one of the Yavamas. Then when the second sister falls, don't worry about it. We don't look at it like two sisters that going to be still. No, what do you mean? If all you did was Maimer, Maimer is a quasi-Maisa. So as a result, two sisters fell a Yibum, you're going to have to do Chalitza. Grady, you have to give a get to the Baalat's Maimer. But it doesn't change anything substantively as far as the Yavamas goes. But according to Beis Shammai, no. You stay married to the one you did Maimer to, and the other one's an Achis Isha. So it sounds like, because Maimer is a Grace Azach, right? That's what it sounds like. So how gross is it according to Beis Shammai? What emerged was three tzadim. The first tzad that the Gemara never really entertained was that Maimer is kind of Kinyan Gomer. It's Mamish Kinyan Gomer. It's like Yibum. The second side is, it's not kind of Kinyan Gomer, but it's Doichet Chia Gemura. Maimer works that if you do Maimer to a sister, it's as if it was kind of Kinyan Gomer, so that the second sister doesn't fall Yibum at all. She's a Geheir Gachis Isha. The third side is that it's Doichet Umeshayer. That all Maimer does is that if you do Maimer to one sister and then another sister falls, ordinarily, because even the Balas Maimer would be an Achis Zekuka. It's Doichet Umeshayer. It says you could do Yibum with the Balas Maimer, but at the same time, the other sister's falling Liyibum. It just impacts the Yesh Zika, that's all it does. But as it relates to the other sister, she's falling Liyibum, and as a result, you're going to have no choice, but you're going to have to do Chalitza with that other sister. Zokti Gemara, Boi Rabba, Rabba Klar de Shaila, Maimer de Beis Shammai. Maimer according to Beis Shammai. Nesu in Oysa, Oy Eris in Oysa. So according to Beis Shammai, if a Yavam does Maimer to his Yavam, which we know is not kind of Kinyan Gomer, but he did Maimer. That's what he did. Whatever Maimer is according to Beis Shammai, it's more than it is according to Beis Hillel. So the question is it Nesuin? It creates Nesuin, does it create Erisin? Now the background to this Shaila is Seder Noshim 101, and that is that marriage happens in two stages. First, Erisin, and then Nesuin. What we know is Chuppah the Kedushin. Kedushin is Erisin, and Chuppah is the way we do Nesuin. The Shaila is that when the Yavam does Maimer, does it create a matzav of Nesuin, or does it only create a matzav of Erisin? Now, Erisin, Maimer is really the equivalent thereof to Erisin. So the tzad that it should create Nesuin is a little bit of a chiddush. And the Gemara says that right away. Abaya told Rabba, Abaya was a Talmud of Rabba. So Abaya tells Rabba, the Mahilcha, so what do you want to know? You mean you want to know if it's like a real Nesuin? Is your Shaila, what happens if Yavam does Maimer, and then the Yavam dies? Does he get the Yarshin her, or the Talmud, if he's a Kayin, and then she dies? Tama, or if she makes a neder, could he be made for the neder? Hashta rusa v'almatani rabchia. Madach a regular rusa, a regular isha niknes bekasif shtarabia, a regular rusa. Rabchia taught in a braisa, ishta yarusa, that if someone has a wife that's only in a rusa, there wasn't a suin, loy oinain, there's no laws of oinain, filay mitamalov, he's a koine, can't be mitamater, vichain he, loy oinanis, loy mitamis loy, she has no aninos towards him, she can't be mitamah him, mace if she dies, any yarshi, doesn't yarshin her, mace if he dies, gavixubasa, she gets a ksuba. But what do you see from here? Regular kedushin, regular Erisin doesn't allow a Kayin to be Metama. It doesn't create Dinei Yerusha. Meaning, the Gemara is tiny. There's no way Maimer is more than a regular Erisin. So if regular Erisin doesn't have these halachas, for sure Maimer shouldn't have these halachas. So when Rabbi Klara Shaira, Maimer Lebeshami, Nesuin Oysa, Erisin Oysa, he could dement Nesuin that it's better than Erisin. It's not possible. It can't be better than Erisin. And there's no way Maimer is going to give the Yavam Dinim that a regular Erisin doesn't give the Mekadesh. Elo, so what's the Shaira? The question is, do they need Chuppah? My Nesuin Oysa, do you look at Maimer as if it's Nesuin? Not that it's Mamish Nesuin, of course not. Oh, but it's Nesuin, but like, boy, you don't need Chuppah. What does that mean? That means as long as there's a Biyah, then you won't need Chuppah. Because one of the Kedushin of Yavamis is that Yavama Yavah Yaleh, that creates Chuppah the Kedushin. Ishek, Melam, Nashamai, and Zika. So all they need to do is do the Biyah. That's the Shiloh. Once they do Maimer, at that point, do you say that as long as there's a Biyah, it's going to be like, had they not done Maimer, and if there was a beer, that would have ended the issues. Since all this should be the same thing. Or maybe if you do Maimer, Maimer creates a state of Erison. And just like a regular Arusu would need Chuppah in order to be going with the issues, so too they would need Chuppah in order to be going with the issues. So if you think about it, what's essentially Rabbi Shiloh? Rabbi Shiloh is that maybe Maimer makes it worse. Right, without Maimer, if all there is a Zika, Yavama Yavayala, there's a fire to get issues. Now that there's a Maimer, the Beis Shammai, where it creates Dinim, like you see in the Mishnah and Amad Aleph, so the Gemara wants to know, maybe it's Erison Oysa. Erison, it creates a good old-fashioned Erison. And a good old-fashioned Erison requires Chuppah. That's that. So the Gemara says, could that be? If there would have been no Maimer, what's the rule? Is it possible that doing Maimer makes it worse? Amalei said, yeah. Rabbi said, maybe Maimer makes it worse. I could hear it said Maimer makes it worse. Sha'ani Yemer, because I hold, Kala Oysa Maimer B'Yavimtoi. One of the classic lines in Yavamas, that when a Yavam does Maimer with his Yavama, Parcham Bimenu Zikas Yavamin, the Zikas Yavamin flies away, V'chala La Zikas Erison. And what you're left with is Zikas Erison. So that was Rabbi Shaila. Rabbi wanted to know that maybe according to Beis Shammai, because Maimer is such a festazach, it creates an Erison, maybe it knocks out the whole Zikas Yavamin, and all you're left with is a regular Erison. So ordinarily you would say, oh, it's like a chumra, it's like a maila. Yeah, but it could also be a chasar. Because one of the chedushim of Zikas Yavamin is that all you need is a bia. You don't need chuppah. But maybe Maimer Beis Shammai fathers a chuppah, and therefore it's going to be more cool. So what's the shayla? Maimer Beis Shammai Erison Oysen Nesuin Oysen. First the Gemara thought, is it Erison? Is it Nesuin? It's not Nesuin. There's no way. Erison is not Nesuin. How can Maimer, which is Erison, be Nesuin? So what is the shayla? The shayla is Maimer Beis Shammai Nesuin Oysen, meaning all you'll need is bia to be mashlim the ishos, or erisin oisa, it creates a state of erisin and knocks out the whole zikas yavamin. So now in order to be mashlim the ishos, it's not going to be enough for you to have a bia, but at this point you're going to need chuppah as well. This is the shayla mai, says Okti Gemara Tashma, I'll bring you a raya from a mishnah, Mesechtes Nedarim. This mishnah really requires us to go a little bit slower, but we're not going to be able to do it now. It goes back into the sugya of Yesh Zika. So we've mentioned a few times that the primary machloik is Yesh Zika, Ein Zika, is Nogeya, the laws of Achoz Kukasa. Right? That's the Iker Nafgamina in the sugya of Zika. But we've also mentioned there are other Nafgaminas, and one of the Nafgaminas is regarding Hafaras Nedarim. So what's the halach of Hafaras Nedarim? It's a parashah in the Torah, in the beginning of Parashas Matos, which states there are certain women, if they make a neder, there's someone that can be made for the neder, specifically a married woman or a ketana. A ketana's father can be made for her nether. A married woman's husband can be made for her nether. What does marriage mean in the world of Afaras Nedarim? Nesuin. One exception to the rule, and that is the Naira Hamurasa. A Naira Hamurasa, the halach is Hiva Via Mefira Nedarim. The halach is the Arus, and the father Beshutfis have the ability to be made for another. It's a whole perik in Shas, perik Naira Murasa. It's like a Yavamis type of perik in Nesechtes Nevarim, Nesechtes Nedarim, is Naira Murasa. But the bottom line is that ordinarily, Hafaras Nedarim only works with Nesuin. There is a concept of Naira Murasa, which we'll see now in the Gemara, where sometimes Beshutfis, the father and the husband, in that case, it's only Erison, so he's just a Mekadesh, can be made for it. So the Gemara says like this, I'll bring you a Ryan from the Mishnah. The Mishnah over here was discussing a Yavama fellow Yibam. She made a nether. Could the Yavam, before Yibam, before anything, could he be made for the nether, or could he not be made for the nether? So the Gemara says, Shemeris Yavam, a Shemeris Yavam, a woman that fellow Yibam, Ben Yavam, Mech Ben She Yavam. It doesn't matter if it's one Yavam or there are two Yavam. Rebbe Lezer says Yafer. He can be made for. So one Yavam, two Yavam, he always has the right to be made for. Rabbi Shua says, if there's one Yavam, he can be made for, but if there's two Yavamin, he can't be made for. Rabbi Kiva says, Loi Lacha B'Loi L'Shnayim. It doesn't matter if there's one Yavam or two Yavamin, the din is he can't be made for. Avinam Ba, the Amayroim was struggling to understand this machloik. They said like this. We have three sheets. Again, a Shemeris Yavam, this is a woman that's waiting for Yivam. She makes a nether. Could he be made for or not? Rabbi Eliezer says, yes. Doesn't matter if there's one Yavam, two Yavamin. One Yavam can stand up and be Mefer. Rabbi Yeshua says, oh, if there's one Yavam, yeah, two Yavam can't be Mefer. Rabbi Akiva says he can never be Mefer, not one, not two. So the Amiram said, we understand two of the three Shittas. Bishlami, Rabbi Akiva, I understand Rabbi Akiva, why he holds the Yavam can't be Mefer. Savar, he holds Ein Zika. Afilu Lachan. Even when there's one brother Ein Zika, we know there's Tanam and Amiram that held Ein Zika. Rabbi Akiva is one of the Tanam that holds Ein Zika. By the way, Rashi and Afid Zainam and Beis, right in the beginning of the Sugi of Zika, in the second parak, quoted Rabbi Akiva as being the man that holds Ein Zika, Afilu Lachan. This is that Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva says, Ein Zika. So I understand, if there's no Zika, you don't have the ability to be made for Nedarim. Rabbi Yeshua, I understand Rabbi Yeshua Shita. He says if there's one Yavam, you could be Mefer, two Yavamim not. Probably because Rabbi Shua holds Yesh Zika, but only when there's one brother, not two brothers. Like we saw in the Sugi of Zika, Yudzayin and Af Yudches. But the Gemara made this distinction between Zika if there's one brother or two brothers. El, Olu Rabbi Eliezer, Abba Rabbi Eliezer. Nehi Nami Dikasav Yesh Zika. I understand Rabbi Eliezer obviously holds Yesh Zika. But Bishlam Elechad Mefer. Bishlam, if there's one brother, I understand why he could be Mefer. El, Olu Trey Amai. But if there's two brothers, why could he be Mefer? Now, what's the Kasha? Maybe Rabbi Eliezer holds Yesh Zika even where there are two brothers. The kasha is because Mefer sounds like one brother could be Mefer by himself. If there's two brothers, they should have to be Mefer b'shutfis. One brother shouldn't be able to do it. Meaning, yesh zika b'two brothers means they're like partners in the zika. So together they should be able to do it. But yafer is a lashon yachid. So certainly sounds like one person could do it. So what's pshan Rabbi Eliezer? If I'm Rabbi Ami, explain. Hocha b'may eskinon. Rabbi Eliezer is talking about going to Avabah Maimer. He did Maimer. And Rabbi Eliezer is following Beis Shammai. Not shocking. Rabbi Eliezer is always Beis Shammai. The Amri who holds Maimer Koine Kinyan Gomer. The Maimer is Koine Kinyan Gomer. And because Maimer is Koine Kinyan Gomer, so therefore he can be Mefer because he did Maimer. Now what does Rabbi Kimi Rabbi Yeshua hold? They hold Maimer is not Koine, like Beis Hillel. So if they hold Maimer is not Koine, like Beis Hillel, so the Maimer is nothing. All it is the Zika. And the Machlokes is Yesh Zika and Zika. But you want to know where Rabbi Eliezer holds, even when there's two brothers, you could be Mefer. It's not on the Zika. It's out the Maimer. The Zika, there's two brothers. They would have to work in tandem. But the Maimer, one brother, did Maimer, and that's why you could do it. So the Gemara says like this. Right, what does this have to do with Rabbi Shiloh? What was the Shiloh? Maimer, Levishame, Nesuah, Noisa, Eris, and Noisa. This is a Toshma. That means we're going to be Poshet the Shiloh. So the Gemara says, Gaval, Bishloimer, if Maimer is Nesuah, Noisa, Mishamachi, Mefer. I understand why you could be Mefer, because Nesuin is the criteria you need for Afaris and Dar. Eli Yamet Eris and Oisa. But if you're going to tell me that Maimer is Eris and Oisa, hey, Chim, Otzi Mefer. How can you be Mefer? Time we learned in the Mishnah, Naira Murasa of Via Ubailam, if you're in the Darel. The only time it's ever possible for there to be Afaris and Dar and by Erisin is if she's a Naira, she's Murasa, and if it's together with the father, Yofer sounds like he could do it by himself. So this is a Raya. I mean, from the way Rav Ami explained, Rabbi Eliezer, that is, means Maimer. Maimer Lebe Shama. You see, it's Nesuin Oisa. Because you see, it works for Afaris and Dar, but the Gemara says, no. Maybe what Mefer means is Bishutfis. Meaning, not Mefer by himself, but rather Mefer is going to be Bishutfis. What does that mean? Maimer is Eris and Oisa. Eris and Oisa. And it's talking about when she was a Naira Murasa. And he's going to be Mefer together with the father. That's what it means. Okay, so we doich it. Meaning we thought for sure, oh, if Pshan Rabbi Eliezer is Maimer, must be Sinsu and Ois, and that's how he could be made for the nether. That says, no, really, it's Erison, it means to be made for together with the father. And we know, together with the father, it's possible to have a father, even by Erison. According to Rabbi Eliezer, that said, that even Beis Shammai's Maimer only works to be doich the tzara, but it doesn't really create any marriage. It's not Koine Kinyan Gomer, not Erison, and not Nesuin. Am I Mefer Beshutfis? So how could you be Mefer? So now the Gemara is going back to the first discussion of Beis Shammai. Meaning, we brought this Tashma to be poshut where the Maimer is Eris and Nesuin Oisa. That was Rabbi Shaila. But the Gemara says, at the end of the day, if this Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer Shita, that the Yavam can be Mefer through Maimer, is based on Beis Shammai's Maimer, that Maimer is Koina, so Bishlam, if Maimer is really Koina, then it works for Afaris and Arim. But if it's only like a Sif Katan, it's a nuance in the world of Yavamis, Litchai Slitzari, has nothing to do with Afaris and Arim. Has nothing to do with Afaris and Arim. So the Gemara says, as an unintended consequence, I think we need to revisit the first Sogi, right? We brought it as a Toshma for the second Shiloh. But I think we need to revisit the first Shiloh. Isn't this a great Saraya that Maimer is, that Beis Shammai is Maimer? Maimer is Beis Shammai. The Beis Shammai is Maimer is Koine Kinyan Gomer. Sok the Gemara. Amalach Rabbi Lazar. No. Eimer do Amri Ano. Eine Koine Elo Litchais Litzara. Bavad. Le Saga Le Begita. When I said that Maimer the Beis Shammai is only Koine Litchais Litzara, what I meant to say was the Le Sagi Le Begita. That you're going to have to do Chalitza with the Tzara. Elo Boi Nami Chalitza. Meaning, you'll have to do chalitza. But often the Remi, I never said you can't be made for neder. So the Gemara is splitting hairs now. And the Gemara is saying that even Rabbi Lazar that said Maimer Beis Shammai is not Koine Kinyan Gomer, it's not Koine Kinyan Gomer to say that the second Yavama won't need chalitza. But at the same time, it is Koine Kinyan Gomer to say that you'll be able to be made for neder. Iba Yisema, or the Gemara says, Amalekha Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Lazar will tell you that I understand. You're coming to me with a kashna, because you explained that what's going on over here is Rabbi Eliezer that allows you to be made for the nether, even when there's two brothers, it's because he did Maimer, and it's because Maimer is Koine Kinyan Gomer. This is a kashna on me that I hold Maimer is not Koine Kinyan Gomer. Let's be honest, says Rabbi Elazar. You didn't really explain this, even if you're Maimus kind of Kinyan Gomer. Why? Because we said that Maimus really Eris and Oisa. It says Yofer. If it's Eris and Oisa, it should be only together with the father. So what do we say? It means Yofer Bishutfis. But the Gemara says, that's Toichi, because Miktani Yoferu, Yofer Ktani. It says Yofer. So it's Toichi. Elo Hachmaisk Rabbi Elazar says, I think you have to make a little bit of an Akimta. Meaning, Pshana Rabbi Eliezer, why two Yavamim could be made for? It's talking about where he did Maimer. It's Maimer Labishamai. What's the Kasha? Two Kashas, really. Number one, that's a right Maimer is Nesuin Oisa, which is a problem. My problem was Rabbi Shaila, where the Eris Nesuin Oisa, Nesuin Oisa. For Oid, it's a right that Maimer is kind of Kinyan Gomer. So Rabbi Eliezer said, I'll make an Akimta that will explain everything. Hachmaiskinisha Amda Bedin. This man did Maimer. Maimer is like Erisin. Once upon a time, Erisin and Nesuin did not happen at the same time. In fact, it would happen sometimes a year apart. A yur mit hamitfach, right? Besulin nisus liyam erevi, that's where that comes from. They would do Erisin, and they would wait a yur mit hamitfach until the yom erevi, and that's when they would do the Nesuin. They would wait over a year in order before they did Nesuin. Now, what happens if the year came, and this man still didn't want to do Nesuin? So Bezin would get up, and Bezin would say, you have to start supporting her. The same would happen in the case of Maimer as well. So we're talking about where it was Om Devedinu Paskelam Azayinim Shaloi. We're Bezin Paskin that this man that did Maimer needs to start supporting this woman. And it's based on a chiddush what Pinchas said in the name of Rava in Nedarim. Dar Pinchas made the Rava call Nederes al Das Baili Nederes. That thing that when a woman that the yisoid of Afaras and Darim is that when a married woman makes a neder, she does it al Das that her husband's going to want it, and that is why Afaras and Darim works. If that's why Afaras and Darim works, it's possible to have a woman that doesn't have Nesuin yet, where the husband will be able to be made for the neder as long as she's Nederes al Das Baili. You know when that happens? When Bezdin is Paskul Amazonis. So we're talking about where Bezdin was Paskul. And because Bezin was Paskul Amazonis, even if Maimer is Erisin Oisa, but over here, Kolan Ederes Hadas Bailohi Noideres, because Bezin was Paskul Amazonis, therefore will be made for Nether. And even if Beishamai holds that really Maimer is not kind of Kinyugamer like Rabbi Lazar holds, but at the same time, Kolan Ederes Hadas Bailohi Noideres, and because Bezin was Paskul Amazonis, he'll be able to be made for Nether. So the bottom line is, says the Gemara, after further review, a whole Toshmad, the Sugi of Yezika Ein Zika, regarding Afaris Nadarim, we thought we had a gem in Shitas Rabbi Eliezer, who we know is always Beis Shammai, as relates to having a better Avana in the Sugya of Beis Shammai's Maimer, say regarding the Baya, whether Maimer is Eris and Oysa and the Suan Oysa, say regarding the Baya, whether Maimer is kind of King and Gomer, it's only kind of Litchas and Sarbalad. But the Gemara says you have no Raya. There's no Raya that Maimer is Nesuin Oysa versus Erisin. There's no Raya that Maimer is kind of Kinyan Gomer versus only Litchas Latsar Bavat. You see that through Maimer you can be Mefin in the Dorm, I'll leave it to Beis Shammai. Must be it's Nesuin. Must be it's kind of Kinyan Gomer. No, it's talking about where it was. Amda Bedin, Upaskul Amazonis Mishaloi, Ukra Pinchas Mishmeh Rava, that says a Chiddush, then what's best than Paskins that this Yavam has to support this Yavama? At that point, the Allah is, because Kol Nederes Adas Baile Nederes, he has the right to be Mefer, her Nedarim, exhale, and surprisingly, we actually have a little bit of time, so we'll just speak out a little bit of rain. So I was thinking that one of the subplots of Mesechtes Yavamis is the idea that once upon a time, it was okay for a man to be married to more than one wife. We know today it's not okay. And really, had it not been okay in the times of the Mishnah and in the times of the Gemara, Masechtas Yevamos would be a much easier Masechta. Because so much of the Masechta deals with Tzaris and Tzaris at Soif HaOlam. Perek Arba Achin shries the fact that there's this concept of a person being able to be married to more than one wife. And the truth is that the history and some of the subtleties as it relates to why it's not okay for a person to be married to more than one wife is fascinating. It's from the Yisoidei HaYisoidis as far as Yiddishkeit goes. And I think it requires a few raid bites. So just to start the shmooze, literally Divrei Psicha, as it relates to what we know as the Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershon. So one thing is clear, that Midai Raisa, and even Midai Rabbanon, it's mutter for a man to be married to more than one wife. The Avos HaKedoshim were all married to more than one wife. There's Pesukim in the Torah, where it's very, very clear that it's okay biblically to have more than one wife. The Torah says in Parshas Ki Tzitzit, Ki Tzitzit Li Ishtei Noshim, if a person is going to have two wives, O Achas Ahuva, Ve Achas Snua, one of them he's going to like, the other one not so much. Ve Yodu Loi Bonim, Ahuva Va Snua, so you have the Parsha of La Yucha Levaker, Es Pen Ahuva, Al Knei Ben Hasnua HaBachar. So it's clear in the Torah, Ki Tzitzit Li Ishtei Noshim, that it's possible for a person to have two wives. You see it in the Parsha of Arayas also. Ve Isha El Achoyso, Poshup Shan in the Pasuk, as we mentioned several times, is that a person's not allowed to be married to two sisters because we don't want that the two sisters should be litzrar. They should become tzaras to each other. Two sisters can't be tzaras to each other. But ordinarily, a person can have two wives, even though it means that they're going to be tzaras to each other. So midday raisa, it's poshut that it's okay for a person to have shtei nashim. In the times of the Mishnah, in the times of the Gemara, there was no mention anywhere of it not being okay. The truth is a sugi later, Masechtas Yevamos, Daf Samechei, where it's mavur, that the only time it's mutter for a person to have more than one wife is if he has the parnasa and he's able to support more than one wife. So if a person is able to support more than one wife, he's allowed to marry more than one wife. So there is a limitation, but the limitation is more of a practical limitation, because it's a mitzvah of She'er K'sus Fa'ayna, and unless the person is going to be able to satisfy his marital obligation, so then he can't go and marry more than one wife. But to the extent he'll be able to be mekayim sherek sus va'oyna, it's a sugya and daf samechei, it's mutter, so it's mutter midei raisa, it's mutter midei rabbanan. It's stating that everybody knows that the great goyin, Rabbeinu Gershom Me'or HaGoyla, made a takana, and his takana was that a person should not be able to be married to more than one wife. So first of all, who was Rabbeinu Gershom? So Rabbeinu Gershom was born in the year 960, and he passed away in the year 1040. So he lived approximately 1,000 years ago. Just to put Rabbeinu Gershom in a historical context. He lived in Germany, and he was a Rosh Yeshiva. He had what was at the time the biggest yeshiva in the world. And the Rishonim, when they talk about Rabbeinu Gershom, they refer to him as Me'or HaGoyla, which is an incredible title. And it's clear that Rabbeinu Gershom was held in an incredible esteem. So Rabbeinu Gershom was literally Rabban Shel Kol B'nei HaGoyla. Me'or HaGoyla. And Rabbeinu Gershom made several takanos, but two takanos that had a dramatic impact on marriage. The first takana was midday raisa, and this is something that comes up a lot when you learn Masechtas Gittin. A man is allowed to divorce his wife bal karcha, so a man does not need his wife's consent in order for him to give her a get. If he wants to divorce her, he could divorce her. To marry her, obviously, she has a vote. But when it comes to divorce, if he wants to divorce a bal karcha, he's allowed to divorce a bal karcha. Rabbeinu Gershom came, and he made a takana, and he said, you're not allowed to divorce your wife bal karcha. The second takana, the more famous takana Rabbeinu Gershom made was, he said that even though it's mutim ed'raisim ed'rabanan for a person to have shtei noshim, but said Rabbeinu Gershom that this is something that he's making a takana, and this is something that's not going to be okay. The truth is that even though this is something that everybody is familiar with, the Takon of Rabbeinu Gershom, also known as the Cherim de Rabbeinu Gershom, but already in the times of the Rishonim, there was a lot of lack of clarity and there was a lot of ambiguity in terms of the exact nature of the Cherim de Rabbeinu Gershom. But just even before we start that, I think it's just kedai to just throw a few obvious questions that anybody would need to explore if you were going to do a deep dive into understanding the Cherim de Rabbeinu Gershom. Number one, why did he make this takana? Why? Why did he feel that it was so important that he wanted to make a takana that a person can't have more than one wife? Number two, who gave him the authority to do it? Mechtesa. He was Me'or HaGoyla. He was Rabban Shel Kol B'nei HaGoyla. He was a great Rosh Yeshiva. He was by far the undisputed God of Adar. But at the same time, who gave him the places and the authority to say that a person is not allowed to have more than one wife? Not just that. We know the Cherim de Rabbeinu Gershom wasn't just something that he put in place for his generation. It was something that was put in place for Dairis. So the Cherim, what gave him the authority to make a takana for generations? To his dar, I could hear. But Mechatesi, this was something that he had a right to do for Dairis. Third question. It's known as the Cherim de Rabbeinu Gershom. What does the word Cherim mean? The Takon of Rabbeinu Gershom, the Gzeira of Rabbeinu Gershom. What does it mean that it was the Cherim de Rabbeinu Gershom? Number four. The Cherim de Rabbeinu Gershom, did that create an Issa de Raisa or an Issa de Rabbanon? So you tell me, of course it's an Issa de Rabbanon. It's Rabbeinu Gershom. What's the Hava mean that the Rabbeinu Gershom had the places to make an Issa de Raisa? We're going to see, Be'ez Hashem, not today. It's not Pasha at all. And there's a starke deya in the gedoyle apoyskim that the chayim der Rabbeinu Gershon is not an issa de rabbanon, but rather it's an issa de raisa. Here's another question. Rabbeinu Gershon lived in Germany, and he was really the leader over all the Yidden that were living in Medinas Ashkenaz. His takana, was it true only for the Yidden that he had governance over? The ones that were in his domain, the ones that sent him the shailas? What about for the Anshei Svard? What about Yidden that were living in Eretz Yisrael? What about people that were living in other parts of the world? Did the Chayim de Rabbeinu Gershom have any validity, any power, any toikif over them? Or was it only for the people that lived where he was? How about in terms of how long this takana was put in place? Was it put in place forever? The Rabbeinu Gershom say that this takana should be in place at Bias Goyel Tzedek B'meher B'yameinu Amin V'Amin. Or maybe it had an expiration date. Maybe he put it in place only for a certain amount of time, but it wasn't something that was going to be there forever. Rabbeinu Gershom made a takana, you can't have two wives. What happens if someone married two wives? Could he stay married? Avar Venasa, right? We had all these Ibayas and Davchav Dalad, Davchav Fe, Davchav Vav, where Chazal said, you're not allowed to get married. And now you went ahead and you got married. Avar Venasa, my. Could you stay married or could you not stay married? Did Rabbeinu Gershom give us clarity on that? Or was that something that we were going to have to figure out on our own? What about if there's a Shaila of Mokum Mitzvah? For example, what happens if a Yavama falls the Yibam? What about Mitzechtes Yavamas? Where Reuven and Shimon are brothers, Reuven dies, he leaves over no children, Shimon is married. And now all of a sudden, Reuven's wife falls the Yibam the Shimon. Did Rabbeinu Gershom say, there's a Cherem to Rabbeinu Gershom, so that even though there's a mitzvah's esed erais of Yavama Yavo Yolel, but I'm sorry, we have to suspend the mitzvah of Yibam, so you do Chalitza instead. But you can't do Yibam. Or maybe the whole takana of Cherem to Rabbeinu Gershom was only put in place b'makim that there's no mitzvah, but maybe b'makim mitzvah over there, Rabbeinu Gershom never made his takana. We're also all familiar with the hetamei rabbanim. What's a hetamei rabbanim? Hetamei rabbanim is that in the event that there's a man that's married and for whatever reason he's struggling divorcing his wife. Now, used to be you could divorce your wife bal karcha, but Rabbeinu Gershom already made a takana. You can't divorce your wife bal karcha. Okay, you can marry a second wife. No, Rabbeinu Gershom made a takana, the Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom, you can't marry a second wife. Stating that, if you could get 100 Rabbanim, that everyone knows, it's called the Hetamei Rabbanim, in 3 Medinos, that's the part of this phrase that sometimes gets lost, but 100 Rabbanim in 3 different Medinos that will sign off, that will understand the nuances of what's going on, and they will sign off on the fact that they believe that this man should be able to get married, halachas, it's going to be okay. Where did that come from? If there's a cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom, if this was something that he put in place, oh, but if there's 100 rabbis, then what? What difference does it make? If it's something you're not allowed to do, then it's something that you're not allowed to do. So the churit tzarech bir, just again, a few basic questions, without thinking too much, as far as just the cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom 101, so that we can just open up the sugya a little bit, so we can get the wheels turning, so we can understand a little bit better what the cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom was. It's interesting. The Rajba wrote several tshuvas on the cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom. In one of his tshuvas, which is a chelek gimel, it's in Simen Tuf Mem Vav. It's the last tshuva in chelek gimel in tshuvas Rajba. So the Rajba starts off with a lashon, just one line. He says, "Ikr takonosoi lo yodati." He says, "I'll be honest with you, I don't know much about the takana. I don't know." And then he starts surmising. He starts hypothesizing. Ach min hadoima. It's mistaber this, and it's mistaber that. Oh, but the Rajba, I think, already gave us one line that is going to play out very, very stark as we go through the poskim, and that is, Iker takonosoi lo yodati. I taku don't know much about it. I know Rabbeinu Gershom made a takana. That's clear. But if you want to understand the nuances, and you want to start getting into it and delving into it a little bit, I'll tell you the truth. I don't really understand that much. So let's just start. So again, what exactly happened? What happened? The Beis Shmuel, in the beginning of Eben Ezer, it's in Simen Aleph, Sivkotan Yud, Sivkotan Tes, Sivkotan Yud, that's what the Shulchan Aruch talks about these halachas. Sivkotan Yud, the Beis Shmuel, who's the Mara de Kula Talmud when it comes to Eben Ezer, right? That's good to know. The Beis Shmuel is considered by the Poskin. He is the final authority. He is the big deya when it comes to all things in Eben Ezer. And the Beis Shmuel quotes the Hagois Mardchai, that the Hagois Mardchai said that what happened was people used to marry more than one wife. And very often, you know what happened? There were tzaras, literally, pun intended, and fighting broke out, and Shalom Bayis was a mess, and it was not okay. So Rabbeinu Gershom felt, poshit lemana shalom, to remove kitoto from the Yiddish shtiba. So what Rabbeinu Gershom made a takana was, he said, I'm making a takana that moving forward, it's not going to be okay for a person to have more than one wife. The soil of the takana was, mipnei darkei shalom. That's why he did it. He did it simply, mipnei hatakana. Now, he understood that this wasn't something that he could do by himself. So what he did was, is he gathered together a bunch of Rabbanim, and he got the Rabbanim to sign on. And the Rabbanim all agreed that we're going to make a takana. And we're going to say that it's also for a person to have more than one wife. But he wanted this takana to be a starker takana. So what he did was, is he imposed a chevin. And he said that if someone's going to violate this halacha, and someone's going to have more than one wife, he's going to be put in chayim. Ayin Ramah Yerideh Simin Shin Lamed Daled, where the Ramah talks about the lamais, if someone does violate chayim, Rabbeinu Gershom, he's in chayim. Do you need Rabbeinu Gershom to take him out of chayim? That would be a problem. Right, so how exactly does this work? And the Ramah talks about it. But it's clear that the chayim was Miloshim chayim. We just learned the sugit of chayim, Mesachtas Mai Katan, right? Nidui and Shamtin chayim. There was a real chayim that was associated with this. So what he did was, is he put them in chayim. But at the same time, when Rabbeinu Gershom went and he made this takana, Rabbeinu Gershom understood that there were going to be exceptions to the rule. And there were going to have to be times where a person's going to have to marry a second wife. So what am I supposed to do? On the one hand, he imposes this chayim, and he wanted it to have teeth. He wanted it to take off. So he didn't want to start saying, oh, in this situation, no, in this situation, no. No, he wanted it to be chal. But what happens if there's a matzav where you need to now have someone be able to marry a second wife? So what he did was, is he himself, when he made the takana, said there's going to be an out. There's going to be an out that's going to be very difficult to execute on, and the out's going to be the Hetamei Rabbanim. He says, if you could find 100 Rabbanim that are going to sign up, and not just 100 Rabbanim in 3 different Medinois, so then everything is going to be okay. Incidentally, there are some historians that believe that when Rabbeinu Gershom made the original Takana, he did it with 100 Rabbanim. That's how he did it. And because when he did it with 100, he did it with 100 Rabbanim, therefore he said, if there be 100 Rabbanim, because ein bezdin yachal levato divrei bezdin chaveru, elam ken gadol mimenu b'chachmu v'minyan. So it's a play on that. So you have to be gadol b'minyan. You have to be gadol b'minyan. So he made it with 100 Rabbanim, and it's for that reason, it's brought down in the earlier Paiskim, that Rabbeinu Gershom made the takana with 100 Rabbanim, and because he made it with 100 Rabbanim, therefore there's an idea of hetem meir Rabbanim. So again, just this gives us a little bit of insight, just a little bit of historical background in terms of what was going on. Now, the one thing we didn't explain is how Rabbeinu Gershom had the authority, how he had the places to put something like this in place, L'dayris, and according to some Paiskim, even give it a Din D'Oraisa. Again, that's a whole separate raid by. But this three shilas that the Rishonim were very, very unsure about. And really, these three shilas underpin so much of the tshuvas that were written and so many of the contemporary shilas as it relates to Chayim Rabbeinu Gershom. The first is the scope. What was the scope of the Chayim Rabbeinu Gershom? I mean, Rabbeinu Gershom was Rav in Germany, and he was the Rabban of Kol Bnei Agoyla, but mostly in Medinas Ashkenaz. The question was, did it apply to every place? Like, how far exactly did this go? So the Rashba that we quoted earlier, the one in Chela Gimel, it's Simin Tof Mem Vav. So the Shail over there was asking him a question about the Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom, and at the end of the Tshuva, the Rashba says like this, listen to these lines, Umikom Makoyim, Bein Tikein, Bein Loi Tikein. Sniet Shail was about what the Takana was. One thing is clear, and that is the Takana Rabbeinu Gershom, it did not spread everywhere. Even in the region of Provencia, as far as I know, it never really spread. So he said, if that's the case, if when Rabbeinu Gershom made the Takana, it hadn't spread to those places, then it's poshut, it's not noyeg there bezman hazeh. And says the Rashba, listen to this line, umaisim b'mkoymenu, b'talmidei chachomim v'anshei maiser. There are stories where we live, with talmidei chachomim and shayne yidim, shenosu isha al nesheyem, where they've married multiple wives, v'acherim rabim, v'loi chosha shum adam b'dover zem yoyom. No one ever had a problem with it. Because it's poshut that Rabbeinu Gershom's takana never really took root everywhere. It took root where it took root. But in terms of everywhere, it's not true. He said even Provencio, which is in Europe, even there it didn't take off. So there were places that it didn't take off. And then he says, where he says, the minig is, you've seen Talmidei Chacham, they have no problem, and they have no issues with the whole Chayim, they're made a Gershim, they take Noshim on the Sheyim, Vachayim Rabim, Vachosha Shum Adam Adavaz Amayoyim. This Rajba is a little bit of a problem, because there's another Rajba, and this Rajba is also in the Chuvas, and it's in Chelek Alef, it's in Simon Reishay. Over there, the Rajba was asked the Shaila Bachayim, they're Abayin Gershim, and over there, he writes, Chayim, they're Abayin Gershim. He says, even the Kalsha Bekalim, the Chom Bekoimus is Nizra Chayim, they're Abayin Gershim. He says, I've never seen anyone not be Makbid. He says, every now and again, you find a story. Listen to what he says. The Imkol Zeh, and even those people that are not Makbid, Chayim, they're Abayin Gershim, Loi Ro'inu Be'echa Mehem Sha'ol Zivugam Yofa. He said, I've never seen one of them with a zivug as oilig yafa. It always ends up with problems. So he says, chas v'sholem for a person to take a second wife. Everyone knows it's a chayim d'rabbein or gershim. And all the scholars struggle, this mamish two rajbas, with the rajbas not just contradicting himself in halacha, he's mamish giving a very different testimony. In one place, the Rashba says, Talmidei chachomim v'anshei maisa, they mamish take noshim al nishoseim v'achayrim rabim. Nobody has a problem with it. And then you have a Rajba. The Rajba says the Kal Shebekalim was Makbid. And he said the few times that I've ever seen anyone not be Nizza, where he decided somehow he's going to be Meira Heter, he says, I've never seen one of them that the Zivik should be Oyla Yafa. So how could the Rajba be Machish himself? So if you have the Machon Yerushalayim, Chuvas HaRajbas, so on the bottom they bring that some say that one of the Rajbas must be a Toy Sefer. What does that mean, a Toy Sefer? I mean, the whole paragraph's a Toy Sefer. This is above my pay grade. But the bottom line is, you see already from the Rajba this idea, that it could be the Chayim d'Rabbein Gershim really never spread everywhere. And because it never spread everywhere, so therefore it's not legally binding in all places. Another shaila that the Rishonim talked about was, how long, up until when, was there an expiration date on the Chayim d'Rabbein Gershim? They say, no, Rabbein Gershim made it takon, he made it takon. The Marshal, in his Chuvas, in Simon Yudalit, he also quotes from the Rashba. A Chuvas HaRashba, a third Rashba, where the Rashba says that he had a Mesoira, that Rameh Gershon, when he made the Takana at Tzoif HaElef HaChamishi, that he did it up until the year 5000 L'Misparena. So now we're in the year 5782. He made it until the year 5000, which means it expired 782 years ago. It expired in the year 1240. That's when it came to an end. It's a big shiloh, the Bishayisa brings it, and it's a major, major tumult. But there's a stark day in the Rishonim that even though Rabbeinu Gershon made the takana, but it had an expiration date and it expired. There was another shiloh, another major, 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 major shiloh. And that is, what about B'maka Mitzvah? What if there's a situation of mitzvah? So what would be a situation of mitzvah? That's okay, we're in Masechtas Yevamos now. What happens if Yevamah falls to Yibum and the Yevam is married already? So you're going to have halacha of Yibum, or you're going to say that, oh, Chayim d'Rabbeinu Gershim, you're not going to go marry another wife. But there's other cases as well, right? What happens if there's a man who's married for many, many years, he didn't have children, and he has a mitzvah of peruvah? So it's really a Mishnah Masechtas Yevamos, we're going to learn it in a few weeks, where the Mishnah says that the man's supposed to divorce his wife and he's supposed to take another wife. But what if she doesn't want to get divorced? What if his wife doesn't want to get divorced? He can't divorce a Bal Karcha. She's his Eishes Na'urim. It's sometimes it doesn't even pass for him to give her a get. So what's he supposed to do? So it would be very, very convenient if he can marry another wife. Like this, he can be Mekayim the Mitzvah Peruvu, and at the same time, he'll stay married to his Eishes Na'urim. The problem is, he's a Chayim de Rabbeinu Gershon. But here's the Shaila. For Rabbeinu Gershon never made his Takanah B'maka a mitzvah, so when it comes to situations like this, maybe it's not going to be a problem. So this too was a major shiloh in the Rishayim. So again, there's so many shilohs, but three that distinguish themselves in terms of how much they're discussed by all the Rishayim and the Poskim. Number one, was the takana for everywhere? And is it legally binding for everywhere? Or maybe only the places where it took off at the time, the Rashba entertained such a tzad? Was it forever in Zman? Or maybe, again, the Rajba, it was only at Soif Elef HaChamishi. And then finally, what's the halacha going to be of a Makom Mitzvah? So what's the bottom line? So if you open up a Shulchan Aruch, in Eben Ezer, it's a Simen Aleph, it's a Katan Yud. So the Mechaber says as follows. Quote, let's read the Mechaber. Rabbeinu Gershim Hichrim Ala Noisei Al Ishtai. Rabbeinu Gershim made a Chirim for any person that marries a second wife. Avo Bi Yevam Aloi Hichrim. But when it comes to a Yevamah, he never made this Takana. So it's clear. The Mechaber says, Klar, that b'makom mitzvah, he never made his cherem. Additionally, v'loy pashto takonasei b'chalo aratzos. This takana never spread b'chalo aratzos. And finally, v'loy hichrim ela atzoif elav hachamishe. And the whole cherem was atzoif elav hachamishe. So if you were learn mechaber and you wouldn't have a ramah, you would say it's not negeya b'zman hazeh. Number one, it's only negeya shloim b'makom mitzvah. Okay, fine. Number two, it was only for those places. But it wasn't for everywhere. It wasn't the United States of America. I don't think there were Jews living in the United States of America in the year 1040. So Bechura was only for the places where it took off, and besides, it expired in the year 1239. As I state in Shulchan Aruch, as I state in the Mechaber, I'll be stating that's a Dai Ramah. And the Ramah comments on every single thing that the Mechaber said. The Mechaber says that it's only Negeya Shloi B'Makom Mitzvah. Avo B'Yavama Loi Hechrim. Right, when it comes to Yavama, there was never a Cherim. Says the Ramah, Omnam Yesh Chalkin. There are people that argue, the Sfirlu, they hold, the Cherim Rabbein Gershim, Noeg Afilu B'Makom Mitzvah, it's Noeg Afilu B'Makom Mitzvah, V'Afilu B'Makom Yibum, V'Tzarech Lachloitz. If there's a person that has the Yavama that falls the Yibum and he's married, so the Allah is, he would have to do Chalitza, he would not be able to do Yibum. As it relates to what the Mechaber said, like Pashta Takanase B'Chal Arat, so he says the Ramah, V'Davke B'Makom Sheyodua Shaloi Pashta Takanase. It would have to be a place that you know for a fact people were marrying more than one wife. But if you're not sure, you just don't know if it spread there, if it didn't spread there, so then the halachas would be noig b'chal makim. And then finally, the Mechaber said, v'lei hechrim ela atzoif elef hachamishi, says the Ramah, u'mikol makim, b'chol medino yseilu, wherever we live, oy me datakono, v'haminig b'mkoymoy, v'einoysim shtey noshim, v'koyfim b'charomoyz v'niduyim misha oybe v'noysim beiz noshim l'gav shachim. That even if it's true that the original takana was only atzoif elef, but it doesn't matter. It has no bearings on the halacha because the Chayim Rabbeinu Geshem is still going to be enforced even after the year 5000, which is Sarach Bir. The Ramah doesn't explain why. So again, this is a whole nother shmooze. But the bottom line is if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, you look at the Mechaber, you look at the Beis Yosef, he seems to have a tremendous koyach d'teira as it relates to the Chayim Rabbeinu Geshem. When it comes to the Ramah's mefatvik on every single thing that the Mechaber said. Memaka mitzvah, no, there's a Yesh Chalkim that says it's a problem. Bechol Medina is only where you know it took off. Yeah, that's if you know there's a place for sure that they were still practicing marrying more than one wife. Enochinami. But Minastam, you have to assume they took on Chaim Rabbeinu Gershom. And what about the Rajlo? The Marshal brings it already. Atzoy Fellow Fachamishi. He says, I hear Enochinami. Rabbeinu Gershom's Takana was Atzoy Fellow Fachamishi. But Klai Yisrael continue doing it beyond Elo Fachamishi. And because Klai Yisrael continue doing it beyond the Soif Elo Fachamishi, it's something that's going to continue going. This is Mamish, the Kitzah Shulchan Aruch of the Chaim Rabbeinu Gershom. Again, as Hashem, we're going to follow up on this. But this is just the Bekitzav. I just want to end with two short ha'aris. The first short ha'ar is a bumbekasha that the Shoyal in Tshuvas Chassam Sofer asked the Chassam Sofer. And that is, over the years, Be'ezus Hashem, we've mentioned the Chiddush of the Taz many, many times. This is known as the Taz HaYadua, one of the most famous Tazes of all time, if not the most famous. The Taz says a Chiddush that even though Bezdin has the ability, Lakir Davim and Atayra, B'shev al taisa, but they don't have the ability to be oiker something that's mefurish in the Torah. So if there's something that's mefurish in the Torah, Bezin doesn't have the ability to be oiker. The Taz said it in a few places. One of the places the Taz said it was, is that we know we don't play any musical instruments on Shabbos or on Yontif. And the reason is we're afraid that it's going to break. And Shemi Yisak and Klishir, you may end up fixing it. It's afraid the Taz, if that's the case, why do we blow Shofar and Rosh Hashanah? We should make a takana not to blow Shofar and Rosh Hashanah. Shemi Yisak and Klishir. Something's going to happen to the Shofar. You may fix a Shofar. And if you perfect the Shofar, you're going to violate a Nisr. Shemi Yisak and Klishir, it should be a problem. Now you're going to tell me, Chazal are going to be Mevato Mitzvah Shofar for Exer. Everyone knows when Rosh Hashanah falls down on Shabbos, you don't blow shofar. Shem yavirenu dalan ames b'shusarabim. So just like we don't blow shofar Rosh Hashanah shachalias b'shabbos shem yavirenu, you should never blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Shem yisak and klishe zok the Taz. To tell me not to blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, that you could do. But to tell me never to blow shofar, that you can't do. Because the Torah said you have to blow shofar. And the Chachamim don't have an ability to be geisner and to be oiker something that's mefurish in the Torah. It never said in the Torah, blow shofar on Shabbos. It said, blow shofar. Okay, so if I'm going to blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I'm not being oiker davim and atayra legamre, because at the end of the day, I'll be mekayim mitzvah shofar on the other 6 days of the week. But if you're going to tell me never blow shofar because of Shem Yisak and Klishir, so now I'm being oiker davim and atayra. That's not something the Rabbanan have the authority to do. And because they can't do that, so that's not an option. Another place the Taz says is it, the Taz asks Akasha that we know, Mila bizmanu is doicha Shabbos. Freak the Taz, when the Rishonim really asked the kasha, why is Mila b'zmanu deicha Shabbos? Why don't we say, don't do Mila on Shabbos, Shema yavirenu, dalet ames b'shus harabim. Mila's deicha Shabbos, but you're not allowed to carry the baby. You're not allowed to carry the knife. Why aren't you worried that the Moyel is going to carry the chalif, he's going to carry the knife. Now it's because we're in the chachamim whether machshir and mila is doicha Shabbos or not. But we pass like the machshir and mila is not doicha Shabbos. So why is mila doicha Shabbos? We should say gzeir shem yavirenu. Zok the taz. The fact that mila is doicha Shabbos is learned out from a pasuk ubiyay mashmini afilu b'Shabbos. That means there's a drushes chazal lehed you told us that mila is doicha Shabbos. So being that chazal lehed you told us that mila is doicha Shabbos, the chachamim don't have the ability afilu b'shev al taisa to be oikadover min atoyra legam. The key word is legamri. And over here, you're being oiker a drosh. You're not being oiker the mitzvah. You're being oiker this din of Mila being doicha Shabbos, this drosh of legamri. That's not something that the Chum have a right to do. So the Shoyal asked the Chsam Sofer. It's a chelik vav et simen nun beis. He asked him a gevaldige kasha. He said, Rabbeinu Gershom made a takana that a man's not allowed to be married to more than one wife. It's psukim in the Torah that you could. Kisienu ishtei noshim. Ha'achas ahuva v'achas snua. So he asked the Chsam Sofer, how did Rabbeinu Gershom have an ability? How did he have a right to be oikir davim in a Torah legamri? By him saying you're not allowed to be married to two wives, you're being oikir this pasuk of kisienu ishtei noshim. Ha'achas ahuva v'achas snua. So the Chsam Sofer, and that shuva said a teretz. Some food for thought. Of the minchas aluzer, in chelek aleph simin samach beis as a davar nifla. He says, Yesh Shloimar, that it's Mavur in the Rishonim, that when Rabbeinu Gershom made this takana, he limited it. The most notable limitation is what the Rashba brings in the Tshuva, and that is he only made it at Soifa Elif HaChamishi. What's Pashup Shah? Why would he have done that? Right, he did it until when? Until the year 5000. Mechatesa. Like, why? If he thought Mishum Ketata, this was an issue, Akshadara? Right, but Dairus were going to get better? They're only getting worse. So if that's the case, why would he have limited it? It's posh to me that the reason he limited was because of this kasha. It's because of the taz. Because of what the shayul asked the Chsam Sofer. It's because he understood you can't be oikud of him in a Torah legamri. So for him to go ahead and say the lo'olam void, it's going to be awesome, you can't do it. Oh, but said the minchas aluzer, the Rabbeinu Gershom at Gehalten Achidish, that if you want to be oikud of him in a Torah legamri, Lizman, that's something you're allowed to do. Hafla the fella. That's a chiddush. But that's something you're allowed to do. And that's why he gave it an expiration date. He gave it an expiration date until the year 5000. But he said, the Michzaluzer, Abba the Rabbeinu Gershom knew. He knew the Ramah. He knew that the Ramah says that even though the takana was only made until the year 5000, but once Klai Yisrael is going to nem it on, they're going to continue, they're going to have no choice, it's going to go weiter, like the Ramah said, he argued with the Mechaber, it's going to go weiter. So Rabbeinu Gershom was able to figure out a way to have the takana go forever without violating the Taz. If he would have made the Ikka takana forever, he would have gone connected the Taz. So he didn't make the Ikka takana forever, he only made the takana until the year 5000, but then you had the Ramah, you anyways have to keep it weiter. So like this, he ended up getting whatever he wanted. He ended up getting the takana to be at Bias Goyal Tzadik Meir Bimeno Amin V'Amin, and like this he was able to pull this off as well. Hafla fell as Eishtet and Michas a loser. He says that I am Mashatir at Chassam Soifer, but he says V'li Nira my parents more than the parents of the Chassam Soifer as Eishtet and Michas a loser. But the bottom line is I am Chum again, just some food for thought, but just to end with one Dvar Machshava, and I heard this from Yedidi Rav Shmuel Riven Grossman in the name of the Ostrov Tzagayin. He said that we know Rabbeinu Gershom was known as Rabbeinu Gershom Ma'ir HaGoyla. Why was he known as Ma'ir HaGoyla? He was Rabban Shekol B'nei HaGoyla. A lot of tzaddikim. Rabbi Chaim was Rabban Shekol B'nei HaGoyla. Why did he have the schus that he goes down in history? The Rishonim literally quote. If you look in the Rishonim, they refer to him as Rabbeinu Gershom Ma'ir HaGoyla. Why was he known as Rabbeinu Gershom Ma'ir HaGoyla? So he said a davar nifla. He said that we know that our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is compared to the relationship of a husband and a wife. The Eibishter said, Ve'irasti chli lo'olam, that we're going to be married, and we're going to be married forever. This is a bracha that we get, that even b'meshech the galus and b'meshech the tzaris, Abba l'maisa, we're going to have a special bond, ani l'doidi v'doidi li, we're always going to be together. The problem is that when a husband and wife are married, the husband always has options. If he wants, he can divorce his wife. And if he divorces his wife, so then the marriage is going to be terminated. So Rabbeinu Gershom was worried. He said, what's going to be if B'meshach, the Golos, there's going to be a matzah where the Eibush is going to want to give a get to Klai Yisrael? Why, we always say over the Gemara, in Yuma Peivavah Medeis, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, G'day L'Tshuva, Shaddai Chalaisa, Sei Shabbatayra, the laugh of Machzeg Rishasai, because when the Eibush sends Klai Yisrael away, it's the Bechin of Gerishin. So he was worried, what happens when the Eibush is going to want to divorce Klai Yisrael? So he made a takana. His takana was that a man can't divorce his wife Bal Karcha. And if he can't divorce your wife Bal Karcha, so like this, Klai Yisrael has the right to tell the Eivishta, Thanks, but no thanks. I refuse to receive the get, and as a result, we're going to stay married. That didn't really seal the deal. Because even though it's true, if Klal Yisrael doesn't have das, the Eibishter can't divorce Klal Yisrael. But what prevents the Eibishter from taking another ummah? From taking another wife? How do you know that Hashem's not going to do that? So Rabbeinu Gershom made another takana. His takana was Shlo Yisa Isha Al Ishtai. That he's not allowed to take another wife. And he did it not just to protect Mishum Ketata, Mishum Shalom Bayis, but to protect Klal Yisrael and the Bitter Regalos. So like this Klal Yisrael, no matter where we go, no matter what happens, no matter what the matzav is, but we always know two things. They rastich li li'olam. The Eibishter can't give us a get. Because if we don't accept it, Rabbeinu Gershom made a takana that he can't divorce us bal karcha. And to take another ruma, another chosen nation, that's also not an option. Because that was the other takana, that was the other chayim Rabbeinu Gershom. Rabbeinu Gershom made takanas for the Yidden, but he also made takanas for Klal Yisrael and Galus. And because his takanas were ma'ayre, these midas in Shamayim, and these are the midas that protect us in Galus, said the Heilige Ostrovtsa. That's why Rabbeinu Gershom goes down in history as Rabbeinu Gershom ma'ayre ha'goylah.